Mr. Bledsoe, Mr. Edwards, and Ms. Church, and also Ms. Johnson. Good morning.
Morning, Your Honors.
This has been a good Southwest Virginia day.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I'm delighted to be here and delighted to see some Southwest Virginia council here today. We have three on the appellant's side. How do you all wish to divide your argument time? We have 15 minutes.
Judge, I guess the luck of the draw, I got the pleasure to argue for you on today. And I do think it's going to be brief in view of some late filings by the Commonwealth.
Okay, very, very good. I just wanted to make sure that how we were going to divide our time. Do you desire to reserve any type of rebuttal?
Just maybe 2 minutes.
I
don't think my initial is going to take that much.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If you'd like to come forward, and also don't forget to, after you complete, sign the sign-up sheet.
I'm sorry, just we didn't know it was here, so. We will do that before we leave.
Okay, thank you.
Judge, I, along with Mr. Edwards and Ms. Church, represented Louis Daniel Nemby with respect to possession of pornography charges in Lee County, Virginia. There was a trial. The jury found Mr. Nemby guilty in all counts.
Let's jump to the gorilla in the room.
I'm just trying to stretch his time out.
it has always amazed me how much legal research is done after the trial. But tell me, doesn't 19.2-270.1:1 answer the question posed in the assignment?
Judge, it does. I'm embarrassed to say I never found it. The judge, everybody's research this issue. And we didn't find it. The first I saw was yesterday afternoon when I got an email from the AG's office. It does. It's probably more on point and a better argument for the initial argument about letting the client view his view the discovery, which the court's already ruled on. Yeah, I think it's right on point. I cannot stand here in good conscience to argue that Judge McAlee abused her discretion in any manner, and I think that's where the argument lies.
Counsel, not to delay your argument any, but let me just ask you a procedural question. There were 36 counts that were part of the October indictments, and judging from the record, it doesn't look like this issue was preserved with regard to those counts because the order was never entered. Is that accurate?
Judge, I believe that is accurate.
Again, hindsight is 20/20, counsel. You all had a difficult case. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Judge, I'm going to stay up and tell y'all some stories and stuff.
Any additional questions?
We're going to have to kill some time for a Mac and Bob reservation.
Counsel, again, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
With attorneys that are very candid about their issues. We appreciate it. Counsel answered my question, but what is the Commonwealth's position on the October indictments?
Yes, Your Honor, I believe that is correct, and I obviously should raise that on brief as well. I'm starting to feel stupider and stupider as I stand here. It was a rather unwieldy case. There were an awful lot.
indictments that might not have been preserved, the charges, were those indictments after the ruling by the court on the initial discovery?
Yes, Your Honor. The court made a ruling as to the first motion. The first batch of 36. Then I believe that there was the second round of indictments, and then there was the motion to rehear.
Well, wouldn't the, I mean, once the court made a ruling concerning discovery, why would the defendant have to raise that again in subsequent indictments? I mean, the court had been pretty clear that that he wasn't going to walk out of there with copies of these pictures.
That's correct, Your Honor. I think that the only reason to re-raise it was because there were subsequent indictments. So the issue just hadn't existed as to those later indictments, because they didn't exist at the time. But as I said, my initial thought was, since there had been a motion to rehear after the subsequent indictments, that had kind of preserved the issue. If there's other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I don't think we have any additional questions, Ms. Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll come down and greet counsel, and this is our last case.